is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. Welcome on. Now, at the front half of the hour, I have an awesome playlist of tunes by artists from Africa and the diaspora, plus this week's Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. And then we go to the back half where we're going to meet Gogowe, a Nigerian-American singer-songwriter, and listen to her new single, Aura. And then our esteemed Bill Odidi over in Nairobi presents an interview with Kenyan jazz saxophonist, songwriter, and lawyer Analo Kanga. In between these two amazing female artists, I've also got two brand new releases, one by Dogo du Togo and the other by Keturah. So that's it. All of this wrapped up in these next 55 minutes. So let's get started. Beginning out of Kenya with the 1982 classic Jambo Bwana. This is to remember one of East Africa's most popular musicians, Teddy Kalanda. Teddy passed away September 17th after a long battle with cancer since 2018. He was 76 years old. Ted was the founder of the legendary band Them Mushrooms and best remembered for this evergreen hit, which he composed, Jambo Bwana.
Jambo, Jambo Bwana, habari gani, nzuri sana, wageni, mwakaribishwa. Kenya yetu, hakuna matata.
That was Jambo Bwana, Hakuna Matata by Them Mushrooms. The song was composed by Teddy Kalanda. May he rest in peace. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You are at the top top of Music Time in Africa. So good to have you on. Now we're moving to some more contemporary music, starting with Stanley Enow from Cameroon. This is My Way. It was recorded in 2019, and it features Diamond Platnums and Ariel Shinne.
Life now turned my drum. Your man put wabas salty. Me had to find my way. My sister find your way too. Life now turned my drum. Your man put wabas salty. So just follow me, yo. So just follow me, yo. Moi là tu me wanda wanda. Nous ensemble au shop on fait que falla falla. Quand tu sais au quoi tu fais que hala hala. You the holla holla, then you the holla holla, eh. Moi là tu me wanda wanda. Nous on s'en le chapon fait que falla falla. Toi tu sais au quoi tu fais que holla holla. You the holla holla, then you the holla holla, eh. Tous les jours on blow, on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne. Tous les jours on blow, on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne.
Not time but time. Oh, tap back up here too. Me oughta find a way. My sister find your way too. Life not time but time. Oh, tap back up here too. Now follow me, Joe, 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 Joe. Now follow me, Joe, 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 Joe. Baba bless my mama. Oh yeah, bless my papa. Bless them my fans, so depending forever. Forever. Oh, buddy, get on the no, no, you're picking me up. Oh, it's a show, look, oh, my way, it's a poesa, poesa. Oh, yeah, I, money, follow me, follow, follow. I, but I can follow me, follow, follow. To let you on below, on the doctor. You get to prevent when you versa. La mola, la mola. Said you get on. Je ambula on est d'affa. Le jet a prévu, moi je vais ça. La moula, la moula. C'est Dieu qui donne.
Me had to find my way. My brother find your way too. Life not time but time. Demain pourquoi va sortir. Me had to find my way. My sister find your way too. Life not time but time. Demain pourquoi va sortir. So just follow me to go. Yeah, yeah, ah, just follow me, yo. Rapide, voyage bon. Mola, qu'est-ce qui te rend comme ça là? Depuis tu parles, tu te décides pas. C'est l'homme qui a personne, y a rien. Depuis quand elle nous s'y aime. Dans le bébé, c'est gay, un peu malheur. On n'a pas peur du soleil, mollo, mollo. On va remplir le sac pour toute la mifa. Chacun son baraille. Put what was on me. Me had to find my way. My sister find your way too. Life not on my tongue. Then I put what was on me. So just follow me. So just follow me.
This is Fantasy Wiz. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Next up is Gogowe's song, Counterfeit. Now, this was from 2023. She, by the way, is one of the artists that we're going to talk to at the second half of the hour.
You know, say I be complicit, I know be counterfeit. I sampete. I be complicit, I know be counterfeit. Oh, I be complicit, I know be counterfeit. Feel alright, feel alright. I'm gonna bust my mind.
complete set, set, set.
You still no go buy.
Happy complete set, you know if you count that this.
You still no go buy.
And I do set, set, set.
You still no go buy.
Jealousy never gets us us like this.
Us like this.
They never know when they're doubting me. Say I go reach a new dimension. This girl, she got a little fire. She knows say she got a superpower. You know go have a catch a doubting that she be do anything she want to. Baby girl, be do anything she put her mind to. Be do anything I want to.
Just like this, can I see? Never get to sus like this.
People, my name is Tendai Shawa, all the way from Malawi, and this is Music Time in Africa on Voice of America, and I'm chilling with Heather Maxwell.
Yeah, hello everybody. How are y'all doing? You just heard Counterfeit by Gogowe, and we're going to hear from her at the second half of the show. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Now for some more brand new music. This is Oxalayo by Lindau from South Africa featuring Freddie Kwala, King Short, and DJ Active.
Solo voting, Tawilan Niganji. I is all loving, solo voting, Tawilan Niganji. Solo voting, solo voting, Tawilan Niganji. Oh, name is Super Hot Sticks Mabuse from Soweto. If you know what's great to listen to, listen to Herbert Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
On me dit que c'est la mise du psycho, je la connais. Ma tell me this soir, elle est clean, ouais. Elle esquive tous les gars qui veulent la coller. Mon ami, la fille là, c'est pour la vie, yeah. C'est la mise du psycho, je la connais. Sur les réseaux, il a des millions d'abonnés. Elle esquive tous les gars qui veulent la coller. Comment faire d'elle mon éminado pour la vie, yeah. Je regarde le sahé, la clé pour tout casser. Bébé viens, on va marquer les paquets. Bébé viens, on va marquer les paquets,
pour tout casser, dans mon cœur ça fait tout tout casser. Bébé viens, on va marquer les paquets. Bébé viens, on va marquer les paquets,
La douche, la bite, c'est flat. La petite dégage quelque chose. Elle dégage quelque chose, yeah, yeah. Jésus ma caution, quand tu partages la beauté, tu étais assis au premier rang.
Elle a lourd comportement, côté de sa bouche pour fumer le
mère.
De ma son décalé ma haut, son décollé ma haut, son dégagé ma haut. A des baillages, yeah, yeah, yeah. Je l'ai pas quitté le célibat. Fini pour la fin de Congo, ça haut. Mami, on s'en va, on m'a sali ma ta haut. On m'a dit que c'est la mise tout l'univers que nous la connaissons. Matin, midi, soir, elle est clean, elle esquive tous les gars qui veulent la couler. Mon ami, la villa, pour la vie.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Si je ne réagis pas, beaucoup, vigna, la, si, do. Et la, si, jo, et. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Elle me plaît, mais je ne sais pas comment.
This is Music Time in Africa. You just heard Do Re Mi by Santrinos Raphael from Togo. Moving now to East Africa. From Ethiopia, here's Tariku Gansiki with Dishtagina.
Yeah.
Featuring the Caveman and Angelique Kidjo. All right, we've got one more song before we get to the back half of the hour where I'm going to speak with Gogowe. We're going to hear her new single, Aura, and then Bill Odidi takes over to introduce us to Analo Kanga. Plus, there's a couple more new songs in between by other artists. But before we get to that, I've got one more song, and that is the number one Billboard Hot 100 song. Guys, I'm bringing back the one that you've heard 100 times now because it's so tenacious. It deserves to be played every week. For 25 weeks, this song has been number one. a bar song, or Tipsy by Shaboozy.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
This is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Now, earlier this week, I had a wonderful chat on the phone with a Nigerian singer, Gogowe. I'd never heard of her or her music before. She'd reached out to me, actually, to audition her new song, like so many artists and labels do around the world. Well, I listened to the song, and I liked it, and I got her on the phone to find out more. So here is the first part of the conversation.
Hello.
Hi, Gogowe.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And you?
I'm doing good. So where are you right now? Are you in Nigeria?
Well, no. Right now I'm actually in DC.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious.
Okay, because I just sent you an email saying, hey, your country code is like plus 404. I said, that's not a Nigerian area code. So where are you from, Gogowe? I'm sorry, I don't know that much about you.
No, it's okay. I'm originally from Nigeria, right? Mm-hmm. But then I live in D.C. right now. So born and raised in Nigeria, I moved to D.C. at 17, 16. So I've been here in D.C. for 8 years, in the U.S. for like 13 years.
Okay, so you are really part American then.
I guess, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about your new song, Aura.
Aura, yes.
Yeah, Aura. Aura. Oh, okay. So that's English.
It is English. Okay, so the song is, I don't know how familiar you are with the culture of Nigeria, but
somewhat.
Igbo. Yeah, so Igbo, I'm Igbo actually, originally. Mm-hmm. Not originally, I am Igbo. And so I just decided to, you know, kind of make a song that pays homage to where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And so the song celebrates Igbo women, talking about how they are very industrious and like beautiful, stunning, with a great fashion sense. So if you listen to the lyrics, Bianca Ojukwu, she's like, you know, the patron queen of beauty. Igbo people, like, we carry her on our heads. Mm-hmm. as, you know, one of the most beautiful women out there. I call her out in the song, and then there's Iweala as well, who's known for being very intelligent. I call her out as well.
So, okay, yeah, yeah. Who is Bianca?
So Bianca is the wife of Ojukwu, and she's just someone that we celebrate for being very beautiful.
I see. Okay. And the second person you mentioned?
Iweala.
Who's that?
She was a minister. She was a former minister in Nigeria, and we also celebrate her for being very smart.
Okay. And they're both Igbo women, of course.
Yes.
I got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. All right, so that is Gogo Wey speaking with me from earlier this week. By the way, guys, I had no idea who Bianca or Iweala were. Do you? Well, anyway, if you don't, here's the short of it. So Bianca is a Nigerian politician, diplomat, lawyer, businesswoman, and a beauty pageant title holder. She was married to the late Emeka. I can't pronounce his whole name, but he was a Nigerian military officer and politician who served as president of the Republic of Biafra from 1967 to 1970 during the Nigerian Civil War. I guess they married in 94 when she was 26 and he was 61. Anyway, that is Bianca. And look her up on your phone. She really is beautiful. Now, the other one, Iweala, is Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the seventh Director General of the WTO, World Trade Organization. She took office on March 1st in 2021 and became the first woman and African to serve as Director General. Okay, so let's listen to Aura, and then I'll bring us back to the last part of my conversation with Gogo Wey.
If I start to talk, then go begin talk, say I'm always talking things. Any man do not make the rules, so we go bad. I'm so boom,
face card like Bianca, never to be caught on fly. Bring card like Umbrella, everybody in their grind, nobody left behind. Break the rules, redefine, can't replicate it, mystified.
With her song Aura, honoring the power of Igbo women, especially referring to the women that you now know in Igbo culture, Bianca and Iweala. All right, now back to the second part of my interview with Gogo Wey. You have also done other songs. I was looking earlier. You've got one called Counterfeit that I thought was pretty fun. I think that was released last year. So who do you work with?
So I still work a lot with Dr. Fab. God rest his soul. He's passed now. But most of the time, I collaborate like with producers in Nigeria, or I buy beats by myself and then I layer the beats, or even like produce myself as well.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Do you have a theoretical background in music?
Yes. Yes. Oh. So when I was younger, my dad put me in piano lessons. So I grew up playing the piano first, and then every other thing follows, like singing, dancing.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time. And I hope everybody listening, I hope you guys enjoy her. Check her out. Let's see. Your name is Gogowe, G-O-G-O-W-E. And you're found on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. Where else?
All the social media platforms. If you search for Gogowe, which, by the way, you pronounce really well, you find me.
Okay. All right. It's been a pleasure. All right, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Gogowe. Now, as promised at the top of the hour, I'm going to play two more brand new singles from artists in Africa, and then we'll get to Bill Odidi's interview with Analo Kanga from Kenya. This first one is Kitura from Malawi, Kinyumba. Actually, the single's not brand new, but the music video to the single has just now been released.
Thank you.
so nice. That was Keturah with Kinyomba. All right, now to the second song, Avude by Dogo du Togo and the Alaga Beat Band from Togo. That was Avude by Dogo du Togo and the Alaga Beat Band. Watch out, they've got a new album coming up soon. But now we return to the final feature of the hour with Bill Odidi in Nairobi.
Greetings, I'm Bill Odidi, and it's a pleasure to welcome an artist who really defines what it means to be multi-talented or versatile. She wears so many hats. Silky smooth vocalist, she plays a saxophone and her technique really is second to none. As if that wasn't enough, she's also a lawyer specializing on intellectual property rights.
Hi, my name is Anna Lokanga. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I'm a jazz saxophonist, I'm a lawyer, I'm a sister, a friend, a daughter.
Who really is Analo?
So I've been a musician, a singer, and all that since I was really young. I did music in high school as a subject, and that's when I started taking up the saxophone, music festival, all those kind of things. And then post that, I went into jazz music. I played with Kenya National Youth Orchestra. And then, yeah, I moved into being an independent artist. I went to University of Nairobi, did law, and yeah, now I'm a recording artist. I'm a songwriter signed with Soul Generation. I took all of my inspirations and said I want to make a project that really shows all my musical influences and all the different aspects of who I am as a person. So different analogies of who I am as an Alokanga. It's more about showcasing all the kind of things I can do musically.
What do you think we should play first?
Let's go with Intuition.
So that's Intuition by Alokanga. That's produced by So Fresh. So Alokanga is our guest, musician, saxophonist, entertainment lawyer, all rolled into one, lecturer from your EP, Analogies by Alokanga. Wow, wonderful, isn't it, right? Now, you describe your style as Afro jazz. Is that just for the convenience of being fitted into a certain category?
That's actually like a really good question. Is it for the convenience of, you know, people like to box people, which is understandable. I would say, so for the longest, I am a jazz saxophonist. And the reason why I'm a jazz saxophonist is because for instruments such as saxophone, trumpet, and these like kind of brass, it's essential for you to learn jazz to become a professional. Like you can't not learn jazz, if I may say that. So that is definitely my focus of study, jazz music. I would say as well, when you come up with the saxophone, it doesn't matter what genre you're playing. It could be reggae, it could be gospel. Everyone will say it's jazz. And because it's a saxophone, it is jazz. So I used to say, oh, you know, I don't really do jazz music. Then I just came to embrace it. That being said, I really do have a passion for Afro jazz and for sort of repackaging Afro jazz in a way that's palatable to sort of the millennial and Gen Z kind of fan base. Because at the end of the day, Afrobeat, I'm a piano, all these guys. It comes from Fela Kuti. It comes from Huma Sakela. It comes from Miriam Makeba and Daudi Kabaka. So Afro jazz as a genre is essential.
Thank you for mentioning the giants. Yeah.
That's the only reason I play saxophone, is because Hugh played trumpet and Fela played sax. Like, it wouldn't have happened either way. So I think for me, my passion is to put Afro jazz in a manner that is commercially consumable for today.
You want to give us an example of one of your instrumental tracks?
Actually, I have a track that is inspired by Hugh and Rose Muhando.
Those are opposite ends of the world. What song is that?
Good. It's called Moto Kamapasi.
Shall we play it?
Yes, please.
Moto Kamapasi, Moto Kamapasi, Moto Kamapasi, Moto Kamapasi, Moto Kamapasi, Moto Kamapasi, Moto Kamapasi.
Right, so we're back with Alokanga, and you just had her track Moto Kamapasi, as she just mentioned, influenced by both Hugh Masekela, the great South African, and Rose Muhando, the gospel goats.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you currently working on? Maybe a full length album, or what's your plan right now?
Yeah, so currently I'm in studio. So I have an EP and a single.
It's excellent to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
And the music is so fantastic. Yeah, if you hop onto one of those digital platforms, just look up her name, Analo Kanga, which is A-N-A-L-O.
Yes.
And Kanga is K-A-N-G-A.
So nice. And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to meet you again right here next week on The Voice of America. I'll be speaking with Sierra Leonean hip-hop award winner and ambassador of music for Sierra Leone, Cao Dinero, along with VOA's David Vandy from our studios here in Washington, D.C. So stay tuned next weekend to listen to that. A big thank you also to Gogowe and to Analo Kanga and Bill Odidi for their contributions to the show today. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can find me at voaafrica.com. Just search for Music Time in Africa or Heather Maxwell. You'll find me. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.